to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
A few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Unless more people come forward or are called to testify, hearings with witnesses for the impeachment inquiry are finished. Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says President Trump, through his attorney Rudy Giuliani, pushed for political investigations in Ukraine.
It was very clear at this point that there was, let's just say, a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine, one that was domestic and political in nature.
Texas Republican Will Hurd.
I've not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion.
The House is on break until December 3rd. A boy who shot five classmates, killing two and himself at a high school in Santa Clarita, California last week, used a gun assembled from a kit known as a ghost gun, says Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
It was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm.
He says it's not known if the gun was assembled by the boy or his deceased father, who'd had his legal guns taken away. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
I would guarantee to buy a turkey.
Yeah, a turkey that could do tricks. Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Are you ready for a forecast with stuffing?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The much advertised changes are on the way. Today is the transition day. It's going to be a warm day. We'll be in the mid-70s for a high temperature. I think we're mainly dry today. If you got stuff to take care of, I don't see any problems. Risk of a shower by, let's say, this evening, but a better chance, especially late tonight in the overnight hours. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a few thunderstorms moving through the state. Just about any time and anywhere in the state. If you're heading to one of those games, that could certainly be one of the factors, too. Breezy tomorrow, high near 70. Front moves through, let's say, midday to late afternoon, somewhere around there. Showers will be ending behind the front. Then it turns colder Saturday night, low 40. Much cooler Sunday. Instead of the 70s, how about a high of 58 Sunday? And then another storm system as we look at Thanksgiving week that will start to affect us by late Tuesday night into Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday. Right now this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 49 at 6:05.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Good morning, everyone.
Your voice.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there.
Really? You don't think I have an annoying, high-pitched voice?
How come no one ever told me that I sounded like that?
You ever think about doing radio?
What is a weird voice?
I find your voice quite melodious.
What a gorgeous way to wake up.
I could listen to you talk all day.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Showtime!
What a difference a day makes. I feel so much better today than yesterday.
Good.
Yes, I was feeling sick, just...
I can hear it in your voice.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to make them a special breakfast.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they're my buddies. So, bacon in the oven.
That BLT was so large that I cut it in half, and half of it's for lunch. That's how large it is.
Well.
Yes.
What's the point?
No.
Making a BLT for the weather god. Montgomery, if you're not going to go
I have some reciprocal food for you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Thanksgiving after the morning show today at my house. I want to direct your attention to the screen in front of you there. We got a nice message from a gentleman named Corey who called us last week, I think in the afternoon, about a tour at the Montgomery Air Traffic Control Tower.
Oh, I am all about that. I think you know me well enough to know. Oh, yes.
So I can tell him we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell him I am excited. Yes. This is definitely me kind of stuff. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, it's too bad a certain person isn't here so we could just see you're not invited. By the way, she's doing well, fantastic, in her new gig and... husband's new gig, and we're just carrying on the tease.
Yes, we just try to move along, carry on.
This afternoon, we will be doing an updated JFK special with Terry Adams. On Thanksgiving Day, we're going to rerun the one we did on the 50th anniversary, which I think was one of the best comprehensive programs I've ever done on any subject.
So that runs, tell me again, it runs on
Thanksgiving afternoon.
Thanksgiving afternoon.
3 to 6. And today, there's some new stuff we're going to take a look at, and we hope you'll join us for that. Terry will be here, Eddie Bader. Of course, Rosie, and yours truly. Looking forward to that very, very much. And I mentioned Terry Adams, and there's something here that I need to add to their message this morning. not only is, by the way, Adams Motorsports will be open Monday the 23rd. Normally they're closed on Monday, but they do a lot of layaway for families that want to do the big blowaway gift for Christmas.
Yep.
And store it there. And you can do that and go in and make that deal anytime. But they've got, they're offering firepower and horsepower together, a Sig Sauer P365 9mm Tac Pack pistol with the purchase of any full-size Ranger, RZR, or General.
Could be a stocking stuffer for Dr. Sam.
Yeah. God, yeah, because, man, he's got the collection.
He does.
And if my buddy Paul Brown is listening, I haven't forgotten you, man. He's been asking me to go out to the range, and I got to do it. I've had a Smith & Wesson 38 caliber for, 10 years. I still haven't fired it.
Really?
I know where it is.
Yeah.
And somebody was coming. I think I could, but I would like to take some practice.
I still don't have a gun yet. I'm just kind of scared.
You can come with it and try mine.
Yeah. Kind of scared.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I've said on the air many times, you know my history, I promised I would never own a weapon until I was sure I would not use it on me. That's the God's honest truth.
Right.
Because I went through some rough times and I didn't want to have that permanent solution at hand. Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can get easy, low interest rates on anything they sell. The Polaris product line, that's the promotion with the pistol. Kawasaki, Suzuki, I think they may have a jet ski yet this season. And the manufacturers put their money behind the product, so you can get a great deal in the lowest interest rates available. Start your credit app, browse the inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. At 611, your local news, and then the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The former principal of Lead Academy must be added back to the school's payroll. That was the order from a judge yesterday. Dr. Nicole Ivy Price claims she was illegally terminated and says she isn't receiving unemployment benefits. We are learning more about planned renovations for Holy Cross Episcopal School, the school that will be the new site for Booker T. Washington Magnet. Right now, the building is about 28,000 square feet, and officials are hoping to break ground next spring to add 41,000 more square feet. And 55 new state troopers graduated from the academy Thursday. The new troopers are part of ALEA's biggest graduating class in 22 years. ALEA Secretary Hal Taylor says all of the graduates have prior law enforcement experience. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:14.
Break your butt up! Wreck the malls for a Black Friday score. Fa la 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 la. Doorbusters, you'll bust a jaw for. Fa la 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 la. Create some love and hip hop like drama. Fa la 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 la. To get your kid Bobby the booty shaking llama. Fa la 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 la. Deck some dude like the UFC. Fa la 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 la. Knock him out for a big screen TV. Fa la 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 la. Scratch and claw for cheap apparel. Fa la 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 la. Put it down, I saw it first, Cheryl. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Wreck the malls.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, I guess being a part of a relatively successful rock band, I think Coldplay qualifies in every regard. Their lead singer, Chris Martin, says they are not going to tour until they can make it environmentally friendly. Noise pollution would be the biggest problem, I think, with Coldplay concert.
What does he want to do?
I have a solution. It's one thing to sit here and criticize, but I have a solution.
Oh. Coldplay is going green for their upcoming tour, and joining them is lead singer Greta Thunberg.
Can't see the stars. That happens when you pollute. You've done nothing! How dare you! You're scared, you're yellow.
Coldplay is serious about saving the planet. There won't be any plastic straws in the concert venue.
Stop hurting turtles! It's easy! Just bring your own reusable straw.
With Greta joining Coldplay, their songs are even more sad.
Humans ruining the world. Getting yelled at by a Swedish girl. Now your children have no future. And we're blaming all the boomers.
Traveling by bicycle to a city near you. Because when the planet is hot, you need Coldplay.
By the way, speaking of boomers, I got a story a little bit later on that saying, okay, boomer, can get you fired.
Well, I would imagine so. If it's a superior, if it's a, you know, your superior in your job and you say that, yeah, that would, yeah.
Completely disrespectful.
That's disrespectful to, yeah, exactly.
What is your group again? What are you?
I'm Gen X, I believe. Gen X. Born in 78.
All right.
Apparently, they said there's a generation that was born between like 77 and 83 or something. That sort of, given the way technology advanced at the time, we had a little bit of a different thing. We kind of saw.
You're not a millennial. You're not. So it's kind of a mid thing.
Yeah, definitely not a millennial. Don't feel like a Gen Xer. No.
What's today's latest one called?
Oh, I don't know.
Generation.
Why?
Well, because I want to know.
Generation.
2000 to present is Generation Z.
Oh, Z?
Yeah.
Do we go to the Greek alphabet next?
I don't know what happens next. From 80 to 2000, that's millennials or Generation Y. From 65 to 79, that is Generation X, or what is called 13ers.
Never heard that term before.
I'm thinking it's because it's a 13-year gap, I guess, 13ers. 46 to 64 is baby boomers.
Yep.
2545, the silent generation. 1900 to 24 is the GI generation. Mm. This is what I'm reading here when I do a quick Google. This is like looking up your symptoms. They're going to give you something completely different.
Yeah. Bailey's a millennial.
Yeah, Bailey is.
What a pretty girl she is.
Uncle Greg must smell like bacon.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to smell like turkey and dressing.
Well, I may have an extra piece of chicken in the fridge, too.
Smell like bacon and tomatoes and lettuce pretty soon.
Yeah, so you got breakfast.
Downstairs, I sure do.
A really hearty breakfast downstairs.
And I've got a great lunch.
I am waiting for lunch, man. This will be awesome. Hey, by the way,
put a lot of time into that.
Another idea. I would like to do a double predictathon today, and instead of looking for a score, just the number of total points a team will score.
Total points.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
We have two winners.
So what game are you going to do?
Both.
Oh, you're doing.
How many points? Yeah. How many points will?
She fall on the cord?
Yeah.
Bailey.
Got to replug.
Oh, let's see. I'm going to give away this chicken over here. Let's see.
To some poor dog. Oh, my goodness. Look at how late it is already.
Needy dogs.
We'll take care of all of that coming a little bit later this morning. Got another edition of Animal Stories today. So don't go away. The timeline is next with Rich, and then we'll do our... What's our TV topic today?
It is the top five things
that you feel over pressure to spend over the holidays.
Okay.
You know?
So be it.
Holiday spending.
621.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we have a lot of action already on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery this morning. We have no accidents there. We are beginning to see a few more cars pulling out on the road on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, 231. A little bit of action there. Seems like folks are getting a big start on the weekend this Friday morning. It's just going to get busier, but no accidents at this time. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. That's Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's be careful out there. This is Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years. and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:25 with the timeline for November 22nd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
326th day of the year, 39 days are remaining. Today is National Go For A Ride Day. It's also...
like a mafia holiday.
Go for a long ride off a short pier, right? Yeah.
Something you tell your dog.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Go for a ride.
Take him to the vet.
It's also Tie One On Day, so finish your ride before you tie one on, right? And Random Acts of Kindness Day as well. Huh. Dateline Dallas, Texas, February 22nd, 1963. 56 years ago, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, in a motorcade from Dallas Love Field through downtown Dallas on his way to a speech at the Dallas Trade Mart. It's a shade past 12:30 p.m. Central Time. Shots rang out. The president hit. CBS didn't take long. I think it was like about 4 minutes later. CBS interrupted their daytime soap opera, As the World Turns. They couldn't get a camera warmed up in time, so Walter Cronkite breaks over a CBS bulletin slide.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
For some unknown reason, the regular camera that sat in the newsroom wasn't there. It was in engineering, and they had to get the camera in there really quick. And then at 2:38, Uncle Walter started broadcasting, and finally the grim news came on Kennedy's fate.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
When Walter gets choked, and he rarely did, the moon landing.
That was more of a celebratory tear than it was
exactly
with JFK.
Anybody listening to this, if you were alive that day, you know exactly what everything that happened to you.
I could
that
take
day.
You to the spot on the playground at school where I was standing when Dean Micheletto came running up from. We went home for lunch. Yeah. And he comes back. He lived right across the street, so he could, stay at home a little bit later. And Kennedy was shot. Nobody believed it.
I'm on Eastern time, so, it's close to, it's a little bit before 2 before I got the news. I was 8 years old. It's the weekend that TV brought the nation together.
Yeah.
Never had there been a live news event covered the way TV covered it with continuous wall-to-wall live coverage, including, I was eating a pickle on Sunday afternoon, just after noon, when Jack Ruby assassinated Oswald live on NBC.
We had just finished lunch. I finished early, as I always did, and I went back to the living room, and I said, hey, somebody just shot Oswald, and they didn't believe that either.
It's a live murder. It's a live murder on TV. Then the state funeral Monday. TV still on, wall-to-wall for 3 days. Anyway, we'll now move on. On this date in 1718, British soldiers boarded the ship of Blackbeard the Pirate, shot and stabbed him more than 25 times. Wow. After he died, they cut off his black beard and flew it from the ship's bow. So much for Blackbeard the Pirate. On this date in 1906, SOS distress signal was ratified by the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin. Anybody that knows Morse code knows it's dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 SOS, save our ship. On this date, 1961, Elvis Blue Hawaii premiered in L.A. It was the most successful film, grossing a whopping $4.7 million, which in 1961 money.
That would be about 40, 50 today.
Oh, gosh, yeah, at least. On this date in 1968, an album we now call the White Album is released. It's the Beatles' ninth album. It's a double album set. Dear Prudence, Blackbird, Back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It's considered one of the most famous and most important albums of all time. Now, our song of the day, and it comes from a California duo. One of them was a member of Buffalo Springfield, the other a member of Poco. It's Wintertime, 1973. Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina, with the help of a famous L.A. wrecking crew, backing them up on this track. Top five songs. Your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out on a date and you bring it on late, it's a sin.
Oh, wrecking crew. Wow.
Just ain't no excuse and you know you're gonna lose and never win. I said again.
There you go.
Kenny
Loggins, Jim Messina, 1973. Like that one. We'd never done that one before.
Out of the car long hair.
I remember speaking out of the car long hair.
Yeah.
I was in a car with Henry Mancini's daughter.
Oh, that's right.
That song was on the...
You remember what song was playing?
That.
Wow.
Yeah, 72 that was.
If it's still running, pot it up. You might hear it. Oh, no. They haven't gotten to that part yet.
Out of the car, long hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Louis, you're coming with me.
It wasn't the police. It was my Uncle Sam. I was in his driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Going,
what?
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh. Later, he told me, I'm impressed.
Well, later on in the 70s, music got a little worse. Casey and the Sunshine Band, number one on the charts.
With, a little worse.
That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. 31 years ago in 1988, the B-2 stealth bomber unveiled. 1990, Britain's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher resigned on this date, 29 years ago today. On this date in 97, 3 days before the start of the NXS 20th anniversary tour, Michael Hutchins was found dead in his hotel room outside of Sydney. Official cause of death, suicide by hanging. It was a bigger deal than that. The highly dangerous autoerotic asphyxiation, which also took the life of David Carradine. I won't have to explain any more than that. He was 37. 14 years ago in 2005, Ted Koppel stepped down as host of Nightline after 25 years. What news event started Nightline?
The Iran hostage crisis.
You are so
this
right.
This is Ted Koppel.
You don't sound like him, though. 2018.
I didn't get a chance to warm up, you know? Come on.
On this date, two years ago, the Leaning Tower of Pisa tilt is reduced by 4 centimeters, a 20-year project to help stabilize it. They'll have to do it again eventually. Birthday, Scarlett Johansson is 35. Mario Hemingway is 58. Boy, there's been a lot of suicides in that family, the Hemingway family. Jamie Lee Curtis is 61. Stephen Van Zandt is 69, the E Street Band guitarist who was Silvio on The Sopranos. And Billie Jean King is 76 today. Terry Gilliam from Monty Python is 79. We're 6 days away from Thanksgiving. Winter begins in 29 days. 33 days till Christmas. And springtime begins in 100 days. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Today's a day of weather transition. Warm day today, high in the mid-70s. Mainly dry daytime. Risk of showers by this evening, but a better chance overnight tonight. Low 60. Tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Just about any time and just about anywhere in the state, including if you're going to one of those two big games tomorrow. Breezy with a high around 70 tomorrow. Front moves through, let's say, sometime later on in the afternoon. Showers end. Colder Saturday night, low 40. Much cooler Sunday, high 58. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy skies, 49 degrees, 634.
I just got a note from listener Nicole Reed who says my grandparents are really good friends with Jack Ruby.
Really?
I would love to get more detail on that, Nicole, if you can take a minute and send us a couple of beers. Yeah, how about
he
that?
He was an interesting guy. I mean, you know.
Mob connection.
Mob connection, and that makes you wonder, did they get a lackey to take care of Oswald to shut him up? I mean, you know, you just wonder about stuff like that.
And with good reason. We have learned, especially recently, how much we can trust our government.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, and don't you just love it? This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have no issues on the highways this morning. We are seeing a good volume of cars coming through the I-65-85 interchange here in Montgomery. No accidents anywhere on the interstates. The boulevard's looking good. We are seeing an uptick in the number of cars hitting the highway. And don't forget, as we get closer to the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have the school zones opening up. So watch out for the buses and kids this morning. Let's be safe out there, all right? Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, get your television ready. We'll be joining Alabama Rising in about 3 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Unless more people come forward or are called to testify, hearings with witnesses for the impeachment inquiry are finished. Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says President Trump, through his attorney Rudy Giuliani, pushed for political investigations in Ukraine.
It was very clear at this point that there was, let's just say, a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine, one that was domestic and political in nature.
Texas Republican Will Hurd.
I've not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion.
The House is on break until December 3rd. A boy who shot five classmates, killing two and himself at a high school in Santa Clarita, California last week, used a gun assembled from a kit known as a ghost gun, says Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
It was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm.
He says it's not known if the gun was assembled by the boy or his deceased father, who'd had his legal guns taken away. America's listening to Fox News.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's showtime.
Hi, Black Friday's a week from today. Actually, Thanksgiving was a year ago today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it was an earlier Thanksgiving.
That's
right.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
It's the fourth Thursday of the month, and some months there are five Thursdays. Which means this year we have a much more limited shopping season, which will add some pressure, which I think is part of what we're talking about here today.
I'm going to ask you on TV, and maybe you can be thinking about it. Wasn't there an average date of when people are able to pay off their Christmas expenses? There's some sort of theoretical date?
I believe it's April of the following year.
We'll talk about it on TV here in a minute, but I wanted
I know the statistic you're referencing.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
The average person would be happy if they could get away with only spending $400 on the holidays this year, but it might tick higher than that.
56% of us feel pressured to overspend around the holidays. The top five things we feel like we just have to splurge on are gifts, food and drinks, travel, new clothes, and decorations.
And this is
are
just
food
for
and drinks
Christmas?
One or two?
How much you're spending, I guess, yeah.
This is like a... just on the weekend.
This is all year long.
Minus the gifts.
Exactly. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
Cheap on gifts so I can continue to pay for these.
Yeah, right. It feels right when you're doing it, because it's the holiday mood.
Yeah.
But when you start getting those bills in January.
I think that's when the pressure comes. Yeah. But, for example, I don't think feeling generous is a form of pressure. Like, I want to get Ryan at that salad shooter, and I'll dig deep and pop for a gift like that at this time of the year just to let him know how much I appreciate it.
No, he wanted... What did you want, Ryan? You wanted the elephant thing? What's the thing we mentioned the other day? You wanted...
What were we talking about yesterday?
I forget.
What the tech...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember the elephant.
Oh.
The elephant that talks?
I remember that.
Right, yeah.
The
YouTube... YouTube video.
Yeah. That's
there it is.
Mm-hmm. But then I wanted a real elephant.
Oh.
I don't know if that's going to fit under your tree.
I don't know if that's legal in Alabama. Yeah.
That's going to be Christmas and your birthday.
Charlie found Christmas tree too. So that's just not
going to
work.
It's off the
count. Right. So just think of an elephant. There you go.
I know food's a big deal. We all splurge on food during the holidays, right? Yeah. Going out to eat and stuff like that, right?
I don't drink, but I spend a lot of money at the liquor store on friends.
Other friends. I got you.
Not you, though.
just eggnog, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't drink this much. This is for friends.
I make a 1,500-mile round trip for eggnog that's only available in Florida that Jay loves.
I love it, too. I'm a big eggnog guy.
And if I was halfway...
Jay really loves eggnog.
Yeah. No, I've had this eggnog before. Years ago, Greg gave me some.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
Than anything you can get.
It's thick,
Greg, you're a great friend.
You really are. Yeah.
I cooked.
He fed us this morning, and now.
This eggnog. I'm just taking a survey.
Greg fed us this morning, and then Rich is feeding us for lunch or dinner, depending on when we want to have it.
My mom's whole Thanksgiving meal.
Lunch or dinner?
Well, take a look at my Facebook page. My mom's
It's turkey and dressing, and it's a whole Thanksgiving meal.
It's green bean casserole and sausage dressing, and the whole deal.
I'm hosting this year, too, so I will be doing my... And these are all recipes I learned from Mom. The green bean casserole, candied yams. Yep. I do those very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you've got to have the jellied cranberries, the kind that come out of the can with the O-rings on the side and go... when they land in the serving dish.
Absolutely. But you said yams, and that reminded me, yesterday you made some sweet potato dumplings when we had our potluck.
Oh,
they were so
nice.
Good. I don't even really like
that. Does sound good.
I like sweet potato fries, and that's about it. But you made me a believer. They were so good.
I know, right?
I will get you, Jalea, a bottle of Baumhauer's Thai Sweet sauce. That is the best thing to put a sweet potato french fry in. I want you to have that experience.
Oh, okay. I'm a little nervous
for Christmas
at first.
Like,
how is this relating to sweet potatoes? Okay, I'll go with that. Because I was actually talking about how I don't like to I usually don't like to mix savory and sweet, but like sweet potato French fries, I just pretend they're regular French fries, and I put all like the ketchup.
No, that works too.
That stuff on there, so I would like that.
I'm going to expand your culinary horizon.
Can I tell you what I was most thankful for growing up? We only did one Thanksgiving at our house and one Christmas at our house. We didn't have to go to three or four different, you know.
Yeah.
Now we got to go to so and so's Christmas. It was at our house every year.
And I'm totally fine with that. I get more food.
You know, on all the good food.
Yeah, exactly. Look, see, that's right.
Good point. That's right.
Me and Jalea got a hang.
We got for this week.
Having
the eggnog. I don't think that Greg's gonna bring me.
I'll see you at Black Friday.
I will bring you eggnog.
Monday morning.
All right. Have a good one.
Yes. Black
Promise.
Friday, guys. Have a good one.
Later.
You too.
Okay. If you want, I'm holding you to it. If you want to hear more from our friends at News Talk 93.1, tune in Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
And they're still.
Okay. All right, we dial down. We have to do a little bit of adjustment here in the studio, and I don't mean our jock strap. It is 6:45.
Thank you. Didn't know you were wearing one. For the big game today.
For the Dunkin' and Jumpin'
Dick. Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, something we speculated on, something we kind of found hard to figure out. The reason that SNL... cast member Pete Davidson ends up with such incredibly hot women when he himself is, you know.
But he
understands this, and he explains it in the new issue of Paper Magazine, whatever that is.
Okay.
He says, when I'm in a relationship, I treat the person I'm with like a princess. Now, wouldn't that be sexist by all of today's PC standards?
Yeah, right.
I agree with him on this. You have to do that. You have to make her feel like a princess every day.
Right.
And when you get married, then you got to make her into a queen.
pretty prince, yeah.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship with someone, you're just supposed to make that person feel as special as possible. And then he kind of spoiled the whole effect by saying, plus, I love licking faces.
What?
Licking faces.
I'm glad he stopped there.
They tried to ask him about Ariana Grande, but he says he's not interested in making public statements about that.
Well, good for him on that. I respect that.
The end has come for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
No, really?
Sure.
Yeah, because we all know that women no longer like to wear sexy things, and men no longer like to look at women wearing sexy things on TV. That used to get a pretty good rating every year.
Yes, it did.
And what's wrong with indulging that? You know, I don't understand. We are not neutered people. We still have lusts and desires. Call us at 272-9228 with yours.
Tell us to yours.
This is W, lust and desires. All lust.
All desires. All the
lust you desire.
And, oh, where is that thing? Now for the news. Sacha Baron Cohen is taking on YouTube, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, but I can't find page one of that story, so that's all I have.
Did she announce it on Snapchat?
Here we go again with this garbage, this big brouhaha, Gunsa Magilla flap with the Browns and Steelers. Yesterday, the NFL upheld its suspension of Myles Garrett, the Browns defender who ripped the helmet off Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, then hit him in the head with it. He was suspended indefinitely, but he tried to appeal that this week by claiming that Rudolph fueled his aggression by using the N-word. Rudolph is white, Garrett is black. The NFL is not buying this.
No, they did their investigation and found that there was no evidence towards the fact.
And they should suspend him for twice as long for even claiming that. We don't need this kind of crap.
Took several days for him to say that, didn't it?
Yeah. I would have.
That's interesting.
So, let's see. How long is this guy? Is he still suspended indefinitely?
He is, yeah. He is not playing this
weekend.
Good. I think it should last not only for the rest of this year, but sometime in the next. So, A, he learns not to hit people in the head with a helmet, and B, not to make up racial crap at a time when we really don't need that. You know, that stuff went out the window.
The Browns can lose without him.
That's right. Frozen 2 opens this weekend, and so does Mr. Rogers.
That's right.
Let's make some predictions on that one.
Which one? The Frozen or the Mr. Rogers?
Frozen, we know, will be pretty.
That's going to be number one. That's going to be your number one movie.
But Mr. Rogers, here's a little thing with Tom Hanks.
It's a beautiful choice for a biopic. The guy who played Forrest Gump's in it. It will not suck. Worth the $9. He's the most friendly guy that's in Hollywood. For a guy his age, he still looks good. He will do fine delivering his lines. I hope that it's not a boring movie about a guy who is kind of creepy. Will it be great starring Tom Hanks? Won't you watch my movie? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you watch my movie?
I don't know why this is a movie we need.
You know, the storyline is that this reporter is assigned to write a story about Fred Rogers. Mm-hmm. And
it's all based on an article. It's based on an article that was in the New Yorker or something? I don't know what it was in.
He was going to write a profile on him and be kind of, you know, blunt, whatever. And then, by hanging out with Mr. Rogers, was inspired to change his own life because Mr. Rogers in real life was so kind. So, I'm going to be generous here and say it makes $18 million.
Given the way things are going.
I mean, Frozen's going to pull a lot of money. That'll be the first choice for dollars spent.
Yeah, I'm not going to go much far away from you. I'm going to go 20.
I'll go 27.
27. Okay. Jay, would you...
I'll hold on to that.
Please,
yes, I will.
You know, I'll lose it. Rosie does that for me in the afternoon now. She's the best. She is the bomb. 20 highest grossing animated movies of all time worldwide. We'll do the top five because we have a counter.
Number five.
Toy Story 4, 2019, $1.07 billion. This is in real money, not adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Number four.
Minions, 2015, $1.16 billion.
Number three.
Incredibles 2 from last year, $1.24 billion.
Number two.
Frozen in 2013, $1.27
billion. Wow, Frozen was number two. Makes me wonder what number one is going to be.
And number one.
This year's Lion King.
Oh, crap.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
You know, I seem to hear a lot more buzz about the original one. I mean, this is a huge number. Let's remember that a big part of that market is China. China. A movie I thought I would have liked to have seen in the top five was Zootopia. That was really well done.
I knew it wasn't going to beat out Frozen.
Haven't seen it.
As far as your Disney movies are concerned. And the fact that I think everything you listed in there, obviously because movie prices are more expensive, but all of that is computer generated.
Every single one.
Would have loved to have heard about some hand animation, hand-drawn animation, but, you know.
Lion King from 94 was number 11. Didn't quite make a billion. All the Ice Age films are in here.
That's computer generated. It got CGI stuff.
Shrek.
And I'll just look at the list. I'm just curious what the first hand-drawn animated movie made into the, Despicable Me, Finding Dory, Zootopia, Despicable Me 2, Lion King. Oh, The Lion King. The Lion King is the first hand-drawn animated film that made it, and that comes in at number 11 from 94. Yeah.
Huh.
In fact, it is the only hand-drawn animated movie that made...
I thought that was the case.
The top 20.
Can you imagine?
That was the case.
God, you can get it back if you need it for later.
I'm so impressed with making all those hand-drawn...
I'm a huge fan of animation. I like CG stuff, too. It's just a shame that none of that made it, but, you know, it's the time... What do they call it? Times they are changing?
Hey there, Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
Interesting tidbit about Al in that he says he sometimes makes movies he knows are mediocre with the intent of trying to make them better.
Oh.
You okay?
Well, I'm glad he explained that.
Does that movie come out today or is it next week?
Sir, your movie sucks.
The Irishman.
But, oh yeah, when is that coming out?
That's a Netflix, isn't it?
It is, and I want to say it's either today or next week.
Hey, is The Crown out already?
Yes, it is. Came out Sunday.
Ooh. Is that a series, The Crown?
Yes.
It's the third series. It's the real-life thing about the Windsors.
We already brought you the story that Coldplay won't tour because they're hurting the environment in multiple ways, I suppose you could say. Sam Hunt, country singer who likes to do songs about getting drunk, got drunk, blew a .173, arrested for DUI. Booked into jail and bonded out at $2,500. One other item. One movie I want to see because I'm sure it's well done. Mm-hmm. We saw the trailer for it, the Richard Jewell film.
Yeah.
There is speculation that in this movie, those who have seen it, that Clint Eastwood trolled Democrats with a quid pro quo line in the Richard Jewell movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, I think Clint might do that. Why not?
Hey, there's a movie I saw yesterday. I saw It too.
Mm-hmm. And, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Stephen King. He's got that scene in it. It's really, that was great. The Stephen King scene. I like that.
It is 6:55. Find some time to get yourself over to Infusion during the holiday period and get yourself that extra boost when you need it in a nice, natural way. IV vitamin therapy works. It's immediate, and it goes straight into your system. Whether you're looking to boost your energy, to replenish yourself, perhaps you party a little bit too hard, whatever it is, one visit to Infusion can correct all that. Just let them know what you're trying to accomplish. If you're looking to lose weight, they've got an IV. You might want to, since you're always fussing about your weight, you might want to talk to them about that. The IV that's formulated to assist in weight loss.
Hope we can.
I mean, look at me. I couldn't wear this shirt 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Could not.
I'm struggling with my size 36 pants right now. That's why I want to take myself out of the breakfast game.
Well, what I wish I could do to get back to 36, we're working on 38.
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty good.
I told Greg I'm taking myself out of the breakfast mix for the next 2 weeks.
Really? Yeah. Well, you've only got to miss, 3 days next week?
Well, that's a good point. I guess that's true. But I interrupted Infusion. I'm sorry.
No. Try the Juve therapy. That's J-O-O-V. That is the red light room is its nickname. And it uses, you stand there for about 12 minutes in the lasers and warm lights. It's a very comfortable experience. Rejuvenate your skin cells, and it penetrates, and you feel better all over. All of these. Cryotherapy for the relief of pain, for boost of energy, get your circulation going. They all make you feel better one way or another, and that's what Infusion is in the business to do. Boost your energy, help you lead a better life. Call them at 296-1662 or spend some time this morning before they open on their website, infusioncryoandlaser.com, and look for wellness. Add it to your life. At 6:57, traffic, Fox News, back, and then next hour, Jay will be here with his random facts followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, on this Friday morning, we are just looking stellar. We don't have any accidents anywhere. We're seeing a lot of traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. All the merges are looking good. The boulevard looking good. 231 is still not as busy as it's going to be in just a little bit. So look at here. If you're driving in this morning in your pickup truck, don't be driving with your left knee dunking your Little Debbie in your coffee mug, okay? Have both hands on the wheel, buckle up, and drive safe this morning. Now, come on, let's be safe out there. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com?